Taz and Sukkot and Zion, with Sukkot and Vav. Okay, I'm starting to do this to you. You should have really covered this in Tzadi Gimel. You learned this sugya of the Shita Zerash with that the ruckus function. It's not like a Hagala B'diabed. Right, so let's take it about for now. Okay. Maybe we'll come back to it. Okay, so the remorse set. So the remorse scenario is you have you're cooking parv in the pot, and you're cooking parv in the pot, and you're going to have the pot is a flesh of a pot. You're cooking parv in the pot, and you stick a milk of a spoon into the food. So what's the status? So the Ramah gave a scenario. One was Ben Yama, one was Ener Ben Yama. Or the scenario was that the Shisha connected the cop, by the way. Once the Shisha connected the cop, that's good enough. You don't have to worry about anything else. Yaman asked me that last week, right? What? You asked me because you should only shish with cake of the cup. You only shish. So the people got to seek that out. Okay. So the Ramah says, so there's three things we have to talk about. We have to talk about the status of the food, the what type of kli you should put the food into, and the status of the kli, of the kalim. So we know before, we already said the case for one ben yomo was any ben yomo. So the kli, which is any ben yomo, the kli, which is ben yomo, remains mutter. The food is also mutter. And so that's not going to change. But the shaila is what to do with the food. So we said that the minig is to eat the food like the same min as the one which is ben yomo. Even mikra, then really that's not necessarily true. But that is the minig. And comes along the Shah, the Tazayin. So the Yeshua Michael Samach Hakol Mutter. The case with when there's Samach, everything's Mutter. So that Pierce the Philim Shneim and a Yarmon, it's Mutter. Because of Vitama Aleph is Simsari Hesim Gimel. Al Yeshua Yisrim. That which the Ramah's Machmer. When they both Bnei Boim Yarmon, you don't use the Hetem and Aparanat. Why not? The Chashim Shem and Nogu Hakordas the Machvas. Maybe there's a direct contact between the two Kalim. Lachinami Nechus Shem and Nogu Hakaf. Bekuba Kadero, Mamel Samad, the Kamokan Balasaka, if I relate Tom Shaney. But if the Khashash is that there is direct contact, so direct contact is going to be a problem, it's going to be a problem even for Samad. So how does Samad take care of that problem? Okay. Now, if one's Ani Ben Yarmon, fine. But the case with both of Bnei Yarmon, which is what the case of Samad was talking about, I don't get it. It's our Klarman, the Shilay, the Katama Beis, the Hosam, the Yesh Lach, the Shem, and Nesra Mayim, the Kadin Khashash, the Kivin Shayesh Samad. Okay, we saw multiple Talmud over there, right? So the Maisa, once it goes through the process, it goes into the water, and using the water as the Isser, even if you say it infuses into everything simultaneously, but it's also infusing into the water, and there's Samach in the water, or the food, it's Mavat Latam. Okay. Okay, in conjunction with that, you see the Shach B'Zayim. Menorgan L'Hachmer, the Ramah says really everything is Mutter. But it's a minute to be Machmer that you should eat it to a certain way, etc. Zekoyach Aluka Rishonah. Molekoyach Yesh Malach Shishim. Case of the the shishim, so that everything that there's no, both are bnei yoimon. There's no preference to milchus and refleshics, so there's no minig in that situation. Everything comes bottle. Everything is mutter. Okay. The cow, as he says, not easy to understand. Okay, fine. So that's the case with the shishim. So says that the shach before in Tezvav, who severed every pasha that's called Gimel Nosi Tam, is not going like that room over there. That we look in a kafel of mayim, in a mayim alakli, that our whole session over there is we don't look at it as two steps. In a kafel of mayim, in a mayim alakli, we look at it when it's going from kli to kli, it's going directly without any. That's diffusing all the time at the same time. The shach is going like to see the hilchikur chashash is the chashash that there's direct contact. Okay. No, there was a point of it's not Gimel Nosi Tam, it's Beis Nosi Tam. He's saying if you're Machmir Bishul in general, because the Rishon is Gimel Nosi Tam, it's not Gimel Nosi Tam. That you saw that we say that there's that the movement is directed from one to the other, so we don't make it only Beis Nosi Tam, which you by Beis Nosi Tam. I understand, right? The same. The Prima Gadim doesn't go with that. The Prima Gadim assumes that the alumnus over there, because it goes straight from one feet to the other. They both meet in the water. Yeah. Would that solve the problem? I'm not sure, though. Would you call Gimel Nosi Tam?
I'm not sure. We gave it to this set of so that's it. So I'm not there the whole month of
eight. Yeah. He has multiple rise that the Mahal Chalashach throughout is not like that. So, no, I mean, he has a mahalach, but he says maybe some of the cancer you do with it didn't touch, and that's the case we're talking about. Otherwise, talk of the calf would be. Because the mushal, the shach before in ches is cut in ches. If there's some of the vatel hakdeir but matav shalom mutter, but the kaf is also. So that the shach in ches the dasa rab study hey sevgim la filo lo hoya kdeir ela mayim or shard morim hoya kdeir ben yomoy benivu mitzal yerei guf haboser a kaf oser. Even there's samach in the water. So why is it also the samach in the water? Because teretz is yechashu went directly one to the other, which is the tassus castle of the kapzayin. So how would a samach help you? Stop. The Tazim, over here we're saying if there's both Bnei Yoimon and there's Samach, it's Mutter. Now you tell me it's Osir? According to the Ramah? Don't say that, please. You just said it. In the case over here, the Taz says, even both Bnei Yoimon, if there's Samach, everything is Mutter. Even according to the Ramah. So the house is Mutter according to the Ramah. Teretz is, right? Not question we're talking. Okay, but now you are question with other Samara. When the Ramah said, somebody said and said, hey, it's in Sadi, hey, Teretz is different because over here there's Samach. Then this case also there's Samach. And the Shach saying it's also. Yeah? No? And that's in Kasher. I'm just saying the Taz over here says, Taz raises a horror. The Ramah says that in the case of their Shishim, everything's Mutter, even though they've been a Yom. So you have a power of a liquid, you have the case of Tadi Hesim Gimel. You have a power of a liquid, and you have two Bnei Yom in the same pot. So if they're Shishim, it's Mutter. So the Taz, well, 1 second, depends. If the Chashash is direct contact, what does Shishim help you? You're right. It's not. You're that side itself. So what's the Hefter? The Hefter is because we're going, you must be that the encryption Mahal Kalar is the other Chashash. And the Mela, once you have Shishim, it's all bottle. Right, but the Shach in Sukkot and Ches is on record on this scenario that the Taz we're talking about. Right, the case of the Shishim of Atlak there. Right, says the Kaf is also Zok. The Shach in this case is that there's Mamash Milchiks. Yeah, what a case are you? You boiled water. Well, according to Ramban, Sadi Hayda, case is going to be also. That's the case that we're talking about over here. You have everything to be a yaiman, and you're boiling water, and you have some. I mean, that's the shach over there, right? Everything's mamash is excellent case. And so the shach, it's not because there was hakasur. So the prima gadam. Ah, well, what do you mean? There's samach. That's because he's holding with mahalik is like chashash of direct touch. Direct touch. She knows that help you. So the more in the shach, the shach learns zika that is because the direct thing here. I want to know. Rabbi, I come to the rabbi. It's okay. So I had a really bad day. I took places in the pot in the morning. Mama's been here. Fine. I took it out. I cooked water, right? And I then took a milk spoon, which is also been here. I stuck it into the water. The rabbi says, well, there's shishi. Yeah, rabbi, there's shishi. What's the problem? The cow has been yarned by, the cow has been yarned by, you're cooking water, what's the status of the kazer, what's the status of the calf, what's the status of the water? Right? So the Ramah, so we have the Ramah on record saying it's mutter. Right? Okay, good. So the Taz says, one second. I have that case over there in Sanihei, which is basically the same case. I have a big pot of water, right? And I decide to cook milk clean. I'm cleaning a clean milk plate in a clean place in a pot. Everything's been yarmul. He said, whoa. No good. Makaris is great. Everything is wonderful. No. It's not great because it's direct transfer of time from a ben yarmul milk to ben yarmul plate, then it's a problem. Well, that's this case over here, right? Is that the case? Oh, there's shishim. Over here, there's shishim. So shishim helps. So we have to know why was there a problem over there. So we said two explanations. One is because there's direct contact from the spoon to the pot. So who cares about the shishim? The transfer goes directly from the cup to the pot. The shishim in the water doesn't help. So then in this case, we also. Right? So Tassus, you're right. In this case, according to the Epshat, this case is talking to me also. So why the Ramah says over here is mutter? Because the Ramah holds the Kashash, but there wasn't this direct contact. Or even if there was, the halacha is that a blia doesn't go out and clear the kli without themselves, that there's something to be a liquid there. It's not called direct transfer. So the Pshat is differently. Because, like we said from the Ad Yehuda, the Pshat is there's an infusion from kli to kli immediately. It goes, yeah, but it's infusing to everything in the pot. Well, there's shishim in the pot. So you're milking the tab, it's bottle. But you place your tab, it's bottle in the water. Great. So far, so good. Okay, now it comes along the shach and the cotton cast. It talks about the exact same case we just discussed right now. Now, that's not the case of the Machaber, but he throws it in like agav. Machaber says, you took a milk of a ben yarmul spoon, right, and you stuck it into a place, into your 9 o'clock in the morning, you use it for milk. You wash up the spoon, it's not the end. 9 o'clock at night, you're cooking beef broth, and you stick your spoon into the broth. So if there's samech, the soup is fine, the pot is fine, and your spoon is messed up. Right? Comes along the shock and says, what a case that didn't happen. You were cooking water in the pot instead. Okay, so here's the case, right? Then you're going to place your pot, then you're going to put a spoon and water. With the next case. And there's shishim. It's not the shock, sir. According to Ramah on Sari, hey, that's going to be awesome. So people go and says, what do you mean? There's shishim. The shach holds the main kashash of the direct touch. The shishim doesn't help you. The Torah is saying that the Ramah over here is saying that the main problem, the kashash is not touch.
What's the shishim connected with spoon? What does the Ramah mean over here, shishim connected with spoon?
Let's say she's in regular school.
So how does it help with this guy? The pot is a lua from Bosa Ben Yom. So
that should be the spoon. Yeah, but the shishim is cooked with the spoon.
Why is it cooked with the shishim?
You're asking stomach out.
Yeah, so how could you be wrong?
No, not the paper garden. Without the paper garden, it's kashas.
If it's kashas,
it's eight rupter.
I'm asking on the Taz. The Taz says the Yikr Tam has to be not.
Right.
How does that explain why I'm sure he just puts the shishim? How does that explain the rupter?
Right.
It gets found from the basket.
So now the paper garden is shishim on the spoon. So you can't be shishim on the pot, because by definition, we assume there's ever shishim on a pot, can I get a pot? It's a stomach cash on the remote. Well,
what a then shishim kaka doesn't help.
Yeah, but the remote saying over here, if there's shishim, it's mutter.
Rabbi saying that the way the shack is sifted, we've got to prove that the shackles that the shash is touching. Okay, so how do they?
Some cash, some cash. Right.
It would be a cash on the
test.
Rabbi's asking a cash on the remote would be the
shack. So, I'm trying to figure out how to do a shackle on the remote. Right, right.
I want to have a test now. We have a test for that.
Okay. So I said to you, but then what? Okay. I'm not asking, it wasn't the Ashman Ramos yet. But the Ramos tells me, you saw, what the Taz is saying he's okay with, and you're saying it can't be true. Okay, I hear why it can't be true, but the Taz is clearly not learning like that. Right? And I don't have a reason to say Shach argues on that. You have to know why. Okay, but you know, but you're arguing to be silent. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? So if you learn, not like the Yad Yehuda, you learn like the other Mahalik, that the pshat of the two flavors are going to meet in the water, well, it's irrelevant because the tam cholov is bottled in the water. There's no cholov to be meet in the water.
They all make sense. The Gemara is going to ask the question.
So that's how the Matas is learning. Whatever that means. What? We're over here. Okay.
Right.
So if it's not the veil of the Mayim, so it's bulk of the Mayim. Maybe you learn the other way. Even if you learn the other way, it's also true. Because kol man is just in the Mayim, it's bakusher. So it's bulk. So there's tam buster in the spoon, but it's not tam kolam. It's not well. It's now flesh of a spoon, but it's not possible kolam. Okay, now you get we take it out. What happens? Okay, good. So you don't take it out till it cools off. You know. Okay. No, I was going somewhere with this shot, with this point. I forgot what it was. Okay. It's complicated enough. Let's go back there. Yeah. Zok the Shach in Tezayin. Tera Ena Basyarim. Dilu Hoya Nami Basyarim, because of the Kedera was also Basyarim, or it's not yet Basyarim, Kedera, and a Basyarim, let's say, of the calf. A Koloser, Kedera, but Michael, what calf? Kilkim on Simon, Sadi, Hasim, Kimba Bago. Okay. So the kedera absorbed flavor directly. You cooked flavors in it. I mean, below ayre kaf, he gave the spars to cut the things there. But the case of the makaber was it only got its flavor. The case of the makaber was it got a flavor through a kaf. Oh, that's not right now. That doesn't accomplish it. Fine. So now, just go back and look at your design for a second. Do you find that this is the shop is design pocket? Your Zion, do you find your Zion in the Kala Hoven? According to the Shach saying that it's part of the case is mutter. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we have a good argument why should we also?
Saying it's part of the case is mutter. It's not a
I got when I was living with Yonah, I said, you know, this Kal Lahavin is not so Kal Lahavin. I didn't tell him why it's not so Kal Lahavin, but it's not so Kal Lahavin. Okay, because they state in Shach, but you know, tell me it's so Kal Lahavin, it's not so Kal Lahavin. Yeah. So the people got him questions that out in Sukkot and Tezvov. If you want to spend time on it. Okay. No, I'm not going to forget it. It's not a game. Go forget Weiter. Okay. Okay, fine. So we decided the case where one is Ben Yarmai and Zen Ben Yarmai. So we said there's three dinim. That Mikra dinim should not burn out and should not be any issues. But we're noyig to eat the food like the cleavage of Ben Yarmai. We're not going to put it in the kli, which is the same type of the Ben Yarmai. And the Ein Ben Yarmai kli, we ask. The Nogel Hachel Dechel Amaychel. Let's start with the Shach. Yurkes. Lechol Ma'achol Kemin HaKli. Akedah B'chol HaSmorim. So, there's a Shiloh, what is the Ramah telling me? So, like we said, there's three issues over here. What's the status of the food? What type of Kli do you use for the food? And what happens to the Kli that you've got? The gears which we have on the Ramah is at the Shach only really addresses two things. What's the status of the food and what happens to the Kli Ein Binyan? So what's the status of the food? It's like the meal of the Kli, which is Ein Binyan. So let's take our example. You had a place you could you have a flashing of pack, which is not a ben yomo, and you put a milchiger spoon in, which is ben yomo. So the food has to be ben yomo, milchiger spoon ben yomo. So you have to eat the food with milk. And the pot becomes off. And the pot becomes off. So you take it out of the pot and you put it into. I can eat with milk. It's a parm. I want to eat a parm. It's a parm for me putting it on the plate, single plate. I don't know. Didn't discuss that. Right? The food can be eaten either parm or the milk. It shouldn't be eaten with flesh. No problem. I want to eat a parm. I'm serving supper tonight. We're eating power, but I'm not serving the placing of dishes. Can I put this item on the placing of plate? What you say? Just said you cannot eat it with places. Okay, I won't eat with places. We're having fish for dinner. No problem. Using my placing of plates. Pashas the way the Ramah reads. So the Shach, the only issue is the Ramah is telling me is the food should not be eaten with places, because the places ain't been yomoi. Milchus is ben yomo. You should eat the food either with parv or with milchus. So the Beinu Nochet Dimkein Mashma the Hanoigim Malachu Kemina Kli Shuhu ben yomoi. Dani Makli ben yomoi Hu Cholov. If the Kli which is ben yomo is milchus, so then I will say Cholov. Vim Basa, if the Kli which is ben yomo is fleishiks, Im Basa with fleishiks. Okay, Zot Tishach. Okay, so far so that's Takel Malachu. The problem is the Ramah says, right, it's only Chumra Ba'alma. Im Kain, hey, Kosev Al Zeh. The Ein El Chumra Ba'alma, Harbet goes in Shilei Hachi, the Napra Nat, also the Bibishal. Ravim Rav, come on, Sadi Hesav Bey, so Kosev Shaked Aminig. So what's the Het over here, right? So the Ein Ben Yomo is irrelevant because Ein Ben Yomo. So it's not going to shop any dinim. But the Ben Yomo, forget about the Ein Ben Yomo. Right? Forget about you put a place to go. It's a flashing of power. But there's the milk of the spoon over here. And there's a milk of the spoon of Ben Yomo. So, Ben Yomo, milk of the spoon, puts dinim on the food. The Kondra Mola Kharkila, when you use a Ben Yomo, not Barnat, we don't eat it with the other genders. So, the spoon over here is the Ben Yomo, milk, it's not Barnat. So, it's not Barnat. Well, it's not Barnat because my bishop, we're Machna the Kharkila. So, I asked you, what's the status? I cooked it in a power of a pot. There's no issues of flashes. I stuck a milk of a spoon in there. There's not shishim, a milk of a Ben Yomo spoon. So, I cannot eat it with flashes. Because that's the Ramos din. In a case where it absorbed the tam from the kli through bishul, the chachil you shouldn't eat it with other gender. So that's not a chumra ba'alma. That's the din of tzadi hechitz and beis. So what do you call chumra ba'alma? Elanir the tzadi b'mina kli b'beis. So we're not discussing the status of the food. Status of the food. That's the din over there. That's hakamikra din. So the one which ended Ben Yomo doesn't shaf any dinim on the food. The one which is Ben Yomo shafs dinim on the food. The Chachila. I mean, Ben Yomo is mutter. But not the Chachila. So, okay, so I have an intimate revelation of that, and I decided to cook up spaghetti. Supper tonight is meatballs and spaghetti, right? So I cook up the spaghetti, and I'm going to mix it, the meatballs and spaghetti together at the table.
The whole concept was he doesn't hold up the
pot, right? The person takes a milk with a Ben Yomo spoon and stirs clean. And stirs the noodles. So the law is you can't use the noodles for meatballs anymore. Let's say you mix up meatballs. Since it's not right now, but yeah, but it's mutter. Right? But if you ask, are you allowed to put it with meatballs? The answer is no. What?
you don't need Aiden Masir.
No.
Maybe in the case of the.
Don't go there, please. We're talking about Shach right now. Not that. Okay.
Say,
right. I'm serious. We'll get to there. This is the Shach quotes the Marshal who says that Chiluk in the parentheses, but the Shach is not going with that. Okay, so he says it's not a Chumrah Baal, but that's the din of the Ramah. So now, if your name is Ben Sassoon, right? So you say, but not right now. We're supposed to be for supper tonight. Your name is Ashkenazi, so you say, I'm sorry, kids, no people since spaghetti tonight. You have spaghetti, but not with, you know, but I already set the table to place your plates. No. Change the plates. That's a Chumrah Baal. El near the circle of Rabbinically Rebase. Okay, because the Taras Khatas, Cloud and Zion, Dinya Dal, Reisi, Murim, Lesser Oyster, Cliche, Ben Yoimai, which Ramal brings that minute. But Lachel Hamaychel, Ben Min, Ha Cliche, Ben Yoimai. So the Ramal in the Taras Khatas, nearly, Shalasha Shum Kli, Gamaychel, nearly, they ain't Lach, Loyim Bosser, Loyim Cholim, I'll assume, but Cliche, Echemayam, Ain't a Hakmin. I don't care what Kli you put it on. You shouldn't eat it with anything. Whatever that means. But I don't care what click you put it in. So the chumrah that you're being makbid on the klishet of Ben-Yoyim, then it becomes asur. I don't hold it. What click you put it in, I don't hold it. How you eat it? With neither. Look how feel. Why? You have another eight, so actually you get it as parif. Zatashach, well, Yadati, Loma lo yerchel amaychel, kimin shal kli Ben-Yoyim. So how kli shed Ben-Yoyim, who knows in time with God? So I don't see why that shishaf any did it. Vim kain in makaf shacholov who ain't a ben yoimai, but kader shabos or ben yoimai mutalach luchatkila in boser became the hepet. Because we have to call him and hey, then you become a duchti because we're Rav Gupei simsari hey. Kain in mahoya klich in his bashu by a nitzu by the fkam shalay ben yoimai noigam ahet to luchatkila lachlima min a base. I can't show it. Okay. Mashal hikmah k'sas b'dor meilu u'mekal ben kaf shetochev by bakrai ben k'deir. We differentiate to the kaf and k'deir. Bach of them shechabach soif sinsari he. The yisaiti ein l'kal ben kaf l'k'deir. Alitv is an opera not also the chatchila b'bishol k'el kamon sinsam hey b'echad anos in tam v'ka mutu the chatchila. So this chilek of kaf and k'deir the shach doesn't like to accept. Okay, so Zot the Shach, the correct user here is Bimin. So I ask you, in our scenario, you had a fleishik a pot, which is ben yomo. You had a milk like a spoon, which is ben yomo. So your spaghetti now is, you shouldn't eat it with fleishiks. Number one, you should not put it on fleishik a kalim. Number two, and number three, your pot is, you have to kasha your pot. Right? That's if there wasn't samach. Okay? So the Shach, I don't get it. Our kasha, the kamon, simon sari esid beis kasha barav, the dogim, she's bashab, kader shabasar, mukla lachlan chatkila, b'klisha cholab. He says, you're allowed to put, you can't eat it with milk, because you can put it on milk with a keli. It's a keinogu. So what do you mean saying over here? Maybe you can't put on flesh and plates. You can't eat it with flesh, but you can put on flesh and plates. Boy kasha, the kasha of Shema God, the kasha of Bas, Hashem ben Yoyman, Shehutka be Yerach Alev, Shekol Mutter. Since there ain't a Ben Yoyman, so the Kaili is Mutter. Shekhein Oyege. So the Kaili doesn't become Mutter, and you can put it on any clean you want. The only issue is how you should eat it. So I ask you, should you eat it with spaghetti, with meatballs? The answer is no. What you want to put on flesh on plates? No problem. What's the status of the pot? No problem. So, and they said that's the minig. And here's the minig is to say you can't even put it on a fleshing plate, and you can and you have to kasher the pot. What's going on? Wulai kan lekomar el diksas noigam lahachmer. He doesn't mean that this is the ikar minig. The ikar minig is like you said over there in Tzadi Hay, and everything. Really, the only issue is how to eat it, what kli to eat it on, and what happens to the other kli garnished. You look at the lashon but that such a lashon. I saw some people out there do this, which in mashma b'rabbi olam ain't noigin kain. Okay, and then the lashon of the Ramah, he's saying he's just he's sort of chronicling that there were people out there who did such a thing. You should know that chumar ba'alma can be done on kol shari, but then he personally is not necessarily endorsing that meaning. That, so then this whole sif becomes basically just taken off the table, the maisa. Right? The only issue is the status of the food, which you already discussed in Sadi Hay. And everything else is ready as mutter, so like, there's no chiddush in this room anymore. Now, if we stop here, right, you understand why in the world the Shach is not willing to be masber the din of the Ramah and the Mechaber at the beginning of the Sif based on the Minig, because the Ramah himself doesn't hold that Minig, he's telling me, and it's not Ikar Adin because I got Raya's from later on. So don't be masber the first half of the Sif based on a Minig which I don't hold it. Right, so the Shach, we see he keeps going back to his Mahalach that's not, it has to be the Mechaber saying Ikar Adin, etc., etc., which he finds strange. Okay. So after Shachno, Inami, maybe I'll tell you like this. I'll tell you a difference between over there and Sadi Hey and over here. Efshir Shani Hach, Kivin Shani's Bashal, but Kadeir Shani Bashyaymo. Ishirin Lechel, but Eza Klisha Yirtsa. Dilma also the mitzvah learned the learned kaf ben yomoy, shab ben yomoy, and oisib ben yomoy. Okay, so yeah, one of the pots is ani ben yomoy. One of the utensils ani ben yomoy. So I'm going to stick it now into what was our case? The case was a fleishig ani ben yomoy. And it's a milk of a ben yomoy spoon. Okay, so I say, I don't care where you put it. You can put it into milk of a ben yomoy spoon. You put it into fleishig a kli. You can put it into milk of a kli. Right? Doesn't make a difference what you put it into. So people will say that the issue is not the chilk in ben yomoy and ben yomoy. The chilk is between, because it was parves. It wasn't the actual milk of fleishigs. Even in a case where it's ben yomoy. The spoons don't make issues. Okay, God, I feel how you could there about the yomoy. Now the kederes bas yomoy. You say, oh, spoons don't make issues. The body also does her up. In a case where your spoon is a ben yomoy and your pot is a ben yomoy, right? And there wasn't shishim, that's a problem. According to the Ramah, that'd be osir. Like I said before, it's the cut and ches. Right? That people should make a mistake and think that spoons don't make problems is a chashasha rekoichi. Okay, but that'll be at least be a hazard why we have such a minig. Well, kusha shnei yeshlemer kiv in the ira yani bishul noigim lahachmer tfei. Okay, so he asked two questions. He asked one question is, what kli can you put it in? Because the Ramah said you can put it in a kli you want. He's saying, well, there's a difference between this scenario where the issue was a calf and a pot. People will think that spoons don't make issues. So there we're makbet on what kli you put it in. One, so if I can't say if a pot had a ben yomoy and a spoon which is ben yomoy, I say you have to put in the milk of kalem. Why milk of kalem? Because the spoon affects it. Whoa! The spoon affects it. Now, next time he sticks his milk in the spoon which is ben yomoy, says, Rabbi, I got a problem. The spoon affected it. So for that scenario, we're different remark from all the scenarios. But I asked you a different question. The Ramah also said, the other thing that the Ramah said, that when you are madiach the kelim together, shehut chabiyarcha levis shakol mutter. We don't ask the kishin with klibish zed ben yomoy, and here we ask the kishin zed ben yomoy. Zat the shach. There's a difference between hadacha and bishul. Are bishul or machmer tvei? See, even the Ramah said that the we're not machmer on the kishin zed ben yomoy in a scenario of hadacha, but we are marked with the kishet ben yomoy in the scenario of bishul. Okay. Okay, now. The Taz before is a cut in the Vav. So the reason why we're machmer over here, different than the case over there in Sadi Hay, is because over there you throw out the water. So therefore the Kli Tana Ben Yama is mutter. But over here, I'm telling you that you have to, I take my spaghetti and I take it out of the place of Kapat and I put it in the Milchik Kalim. That's what I just told you. So I said, wow, this is Milchik. But the pot's okay. What do you mean the pot's okay? You doctor told me I have to eat dafka with Milchik and a Milchik Kli with Milchik. And you have the pot is okay? Very confusing. If I'm going to eat the food, it's confusing. Either Moa and Sadi Hay says that the Kli is fine. That's the case of why in the kalim and you throw out the water, so the water is not the whole problem. Was the confusion between what you do with the food and what you do with the kalim. Over here you're not doing anything with the food, you're just throwing out the water over there in Sadiha. Over here you're eating the food. How? Badafka milchik. So now your flesh of kapat is very, and the flesh of kapat is okay, very confusing. So we ask for the flesh of kapat, you have the kasha of kapat. That's the Taz's answer. Okay, so now what about a case when we cook water? So, according to the Shach, Bishul is more chomer. So over here, Bishul is more chomer. Over there, water is hadacha ba'alma, so not machmer on the kli. But in the case of Bishul of water, you would be machmer on the kli. According to the Taz, he said, look, you throw out the water, so then the kli is not osir. So in a scenario where you would do Bishul on the mayim, you're cooking water in this pot. Not hadacha, you're cooking water in the pot. So according to the Shach, you'd have to be machmer to ask the kli and the ben yomo. According to the Taz, you wouldn't because you throw out the water. Your test. Hamaychol dafka hamaychol of a mayim hoil ve'enam maychol asurim kil kamon simon sadi hey sifkim la'gov v'chein mashem tereskat l'shom behedya. So Chaim asked yesterday, the hezbo of the Taz doesn't make sense in the case of the Ramah, in the case of mayim. Yeah, so the Prima Gadim pointed out in Mishpat Sos in Zion that Nafkamina will be a case of water where you have to throw it out. So he says, Alach al-Maisa. So it comes out the Shach in the case is a Chumrah over the Taz. This whole thing is a Chumrah Palma. We're not going to be Machmer like the Shach. You're Machmer like the Taz. Case of water, you throw out the water, because that's the minhag, and then you wouldn't have to kasher to clean. How's it fit? How's it shim in the Lashon of the Ramah, the case of Mayim? Okay. I feel the Asher shard the worm. Can't go to Torah's cloud. The cloud behaved and hey, vay and shom. Asher the dami the masha hit the machaber the Asher shard the worm. Right. Fine. So we have to do the Taz Ches and Tess. We did Tess already, really. We have to do the Shach and Schafal, which we did already also. We just skipped the first half of Schafal. So, the Siyata Neshmaya.